latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM Update with Cam Want.
Australian Christian music legend Claire Hazard returns this month with Turning Point, a landmark new collection of songs and her first new album in a decade. Best known for the tunes Whatever It Takes, Finest Unreliable Friend, Aeroplane and The Field, Hazard has been a bit of a recluse for the past 10 years after touring extensively in the late 90s and early 2000s with the Paul Coleman Trio and Compliments of Gus. Jared Hashek from Gus describes her music as like Keith Green with a guitar and a skirt. Claire says her journey over the past 20 years has been quite a challenge.
It's really tough. One of the keywords I would describe the journey as is lonely.
She says that there's a lot more than meets the eye to releasing music today.
As a listener, you buy an album, you listen to the music, and hopefully you enjoy it. And that's the end that every artist has in sight, that listeners would love it, that they would be moved by it, challenged by it, that it would have meaning. But to get to that point, in my case, for example, I've been working on this album solidly for 2 years and 2 months, and yes, I was counting. And, you know, there was nobody else involved in that process for me along the way. Very occasionally, like, I went down to Melbourne just to record the vocals at a studio down there. So for a week, someone else was involved, but then I came back and I kept going myself. There was a really strong element of solo traveller, and I think anything in life big that you do, which is long-term, that you do on your own, it's inevitable that you're going to feel that loneliness.
Claire confides that she's unsure how people will respond to her new music considering her decade-long absence and changes in distribution technology.
I think 20 years ago when I was introduced to the Australian Christian music scene, it just happened to be right artist, right time. Paul Coleman Trio was on the rise, Compliments of Gus. I ended up touring with the trio. There was a lot of moving and shaking happening in the Australian Christian music scene that everybody was excited about. Radio picked us all up as artists very quickly and willingly. We got a lot of airplay, and there was a sense of newness, I think, happening for Australian Christian music. Now, with the rise of digital recording and distribution, the market's flooded. I've definitely noticed that. There are a lot of amazing artists out there, and it's easier to find them because of the digital realm that we operate in. And so I think there's a lot more work involved in trying to be heard, trying to convince the big players in Australian Christian music that your music's worth listening to. And that I think that wasn't the same 20 years ago, not in my experience.
She says that despite these changes, she believes it's still harder to be a Christian musician in Australia than it is in America.
America has the population base, particularly of people who call themselves Christian, to absolutely support a full-time, fully funded industry, to support record labels, to support radio stations. Australia, we're a really small country. We have a really small population. And then when you take the Christian population as a portion of that, it's so small that the truth is we don't really have an industry. We have artists, we have talent, but we don't have the industry to, I think, match what's actually here. So yes, 100%, Australia is a much harder place than America to try and be a Christian artist.
Turning Point is Claire Hazard's sixth album. More on her music at clairehazard.com. I'm Cam, wishing you a happy Easter from the TCM Update.